690.
I'm watching this practice right now, and I swear, Rich, they're flying. They're making passes. They're working hard. I know yesterday was a day off, but you can just feel the guys here on the road. They're getting together, probably have a good dinner tonight, and you know, it's a good time to be on a road trip. Staying in the saddle for Rosie, the only one who really knows me. My feet are bleeding, my hands, they ache. A little longer, my back will break. Sitting in the saddle for Rosie, the only girl who really know me. I pay the price, I ride the rain. The third star from Montreal, number 27, Alex Galchenyuk. The second star from Montreal, number 67, Max Pacioretty. And tonight's first star from Montreal, number 31, Carey Price.
Feeling as good as Shane Murphy playing the guitar. No wonder after that impressive one-sided win over the New York Rangers, final meeting of the regular season between the Habs and Rangers Saturday at MSG, as heard right here on TSN 690. If the playoffs started today, you know the series would be the Habs and Rangers starting at the Bell Center. Along with Rod Francis and Mitch Gallo, Mitch Melnick until 7 o'clock. Pleasure to welcome back to the show every Monday at this time after 6 off the set of the reporters at TSN, ready to fly back home, award-winning writer and broadcaster. Here he is, Michael Farber. How are you?
Yeah, I'm having almost as much fun as Mark Bergevin at the general managers meetings today in Florida. Yeah. You see that?
Yeah, some of our listeners might not have seen it, but that was a little bit of a flashback to Mark Bergevin, the 20-year NHL veteran prankster.
Yeah, to set it up for some of the listeners who haven't seen it, Bergevin emerged from a room and he was hiding behind a potted plant as he, much to the delight of several reporters, and brought to mind that several general managers of recent vintage in Montreal have been accused of being potted plants, essentially. So it was kind of nice to see the real thing. Yeah, when you beat the Rangers as impressively as Montreal did, and as you moved on, good wins, even though in overtime earlier for Claude Julien, yeah, the team's feeling good about itself, and now it has a really relaxed West Coast schedule, Western Canada anyway, 3 games in, I believe, 8 days, no back-to-backs. And when you make over a roster in the way you have, bringing in a new coach, bringing in 5 new players, essentially you're not merely a team, you're a chemistry experiment. And you get time to work on that too. And coming off the win against the Rangers, feeling good about yourself, having some time to get to know these new players, it's as good a situation as you can possibly hope for the first week of March.
So is this an indication that they have in fact come out of the worst part of their schedule, worst part of the season, which cost their previous coach his job, and it's smooth sailing the rest of the way, relatively?
No, I don't know if that's the case. What we do know is this: Carey Price is back to being the Carey Price that we wanted to see last year and basically didn't and couldn't. What we know is the Montreal Canadiens on their best night ever are only going to score 4 goals. And it's nice when Pacioretty and Galchenyuk are the stars along with Price. This team is still going to look for goals. That doesn't eliminate them as a serious Stanley Cup contender. And some of your older listeners will remember the 93 Cup. Yeah, it's been a while. But the template there was close hockey, low-scoring hockey, and great goaltending. Patrick Roy, after losing the first game in overtime, won 10 straight in those playoffs. So there are formulas for winning a cup. You might want to get a break along the way or two. Back in 93, the Islanders shocked Pittsburgh in a Game 7 at home, and the Canadiens got to play a very beat-up and exhausted Islander team less than 48 hours later. So that was to their benefit. Things went their way in 93, and things, who knows, maybe their things go their way in 17.
We had no execution.
we couldn't make a pass tonight. That's all about individual preparation and going out there and getting yourself ready to execute. That's on you to be ready and to compete for pucks. And we didn't win a lot, and that's why we spent a lot of time in our zone. And when we were in our zone, we couldn't make a 10-foot pass.
Not too pleased, Dan Vigneault, after the loss to the Canadians at MSG Saturday night with Michael Farber on Melnyk in the afternoon on TSN 690. The Canadians and Rangers playoff series to me is all year has been a toss-up. I don't care what kind of shape the Canadians have been in because of their success against that team and their success against Henrik Lundqvist. How would you see it? If it started today, that's the matchup.
Yeah, I think that's fair to say. The Rangers are a perplexing team. There are a couple teams in the Eastern Conference that utterly baffle me. One is Philadelphia. I have no idea what you're going to get night from the Flyers. And I can understand Alain Vigneault's frustration. He used words very similar to what Claude Julien was using in an early game when Montreal looked like it just couldn't make a pass, a simple pass, and the execution was very poor. But the Rangers, some nights, they show something, and the next night, they're not the same team. Derek Stepan hasn't been the impact player that we expect Derek Stepan will be for a while, and you know Lundqvist has some great games, and Lundqvist has some blah games. So I don't quite know what to expect. There are some guys who can score on the Rangers. Their defense can be good, but you never know what you're going to get from night to night. So yeah, I think it's certainly a toss-up, and with Lundqvist's problems. Even though the Rangers are, I believe, sixth overall right now, you might say it's no worse than even for Montreal.
You mentioned the science experiment that the Canadians have kind of become on the fly. And ultimately, do you think that this will give them a new or different path to a potential playoff series victory, the new heavy style they have among the forwards?
Yeah, that's an interesting point. It's certainly possible. Certainly games get more physical in the playoffs. We remember several years ago when the CBA was renegotiated and they moved the trade deadline to make it earlier in the season. This deadline used to be with about 12 games left instead of about 20. And teams had less time to make players comfortable, to insinuate players into their lineup. So you do have now a quarter of the season, give or take, to get these guys playing in sync. And clearly from what we saw, at least at the Garden, we saw a team that was willing to engage along the boards. And how many years have we said, gee, Montreal's too small there? Is that going to get you playoff wins? It might. It might help you in particular series, especially early in the playoffs. But if you go back and look how Pittsburgh won last year, they won with speed and they won with goal scoring. And so it can't be any other way right now. There is going to be some goals. I mean, Pacioretty is going to score. In a perfect world, Galchenyuk scores. And you get Gallagher scoring those wraparound goals and creating havoc in front of the net. But ultimately, this team is going to go far in the playoffs or not based on how Price plays and how this defense plays in front of him.
Isn't it interesting how quickly things can change and the perception changes, right? I think every team that changed coaches this season got a noticeable bump, except the Canadians, right? People, how come we didn't get this bump? And now, all of a sudden, under Claude Julien, they've won 5 in a row, and overall, they're 6-2 under Claude Julien. They got their bump.
And the Bruins are 8-2 under Butch Cassidy. You know, Bruce Cassidy in his second go-around seems early on to have found something that Julien couldn't with the Bruins. And remember what Claude said? Well, this team isn't talented enough to play mediocre hockey, which was a not-so-veiled shot at management in Boston. So you could tell time was ending there. And sometimes you just need a different voice in your ear. And there are tweaks everywhere. Coaches see things a little bit differently. But the game essentially is played the same everywhere. And sometimes you just need a different voice telling you the same things that you've heard a million times.
Habs and Rangers at MSG Saturday. At MSG yesterday, something happened that some of us have been asking for as paying customers over the years.
Hi, Matt New York.
Break and play and nothing. There's no music. There was an announcement and there was a whistle and there's nothing. There's like no in-game entertainment. How dare they? How refreshing, Michael. Well, it sounded awkward.
It's very dangerous when you do it with the New York Knicks. I mean, there's not a whole lot of entertainment going on in the first place. Many years ago, I flew your Moscow correspondent from Ottawa, where she was going to school, to Toronto to see a Raptors game. She'd never seen an NBA game, and we're sitting down fairly low. And in the second quarter, she says, "This isn't really a game. It's more of a spectacle. It's more of a show." And I said, "Yeah, I think you nailed that. The NBA, if people haven't seen NBA games, or don't pay close attention. I mean, there are organs pounding. There's pumped-in noise during the play. And the NHL at least has the decency, once the puck is dropped, and to let the play speak for itself." Many, many years ago, I was doing a short Sports Illustrated story on a fellow named Simon Bourdin, who was the NBA deputy commissioner, and we finished talking. I finally said, "Listen, I have a favor. Can you get him to turn the noise down?" I'd been to a game in Orlando and left with a 4 Tylenol headache. And I said, "I can't stand it." And he says, "Wow, this is what we want." And when you were growing up, Mitch, there was no such thing as the title in-game operations, was
no,
there?
No. You know, you're talking, and I'm thinking of my old pal and yours, Terry Haig, who, you know, started, it's one of his favorite topics was to pound away at the inability to have a simple conversation between, mm-hmm. you know, between innings, or in hockey's case, you know, between whistles, because you just can't hear yourself very often. And well, you would be accused of being just old and out of touch.
Yeah, well, you know, guilty. but I used to love going to the Boston Garden to see the Celtics. And halftime entertainment there was somebody would be playing the organ, and with 4 minutes to go before the start of the second half, they'd roll the racks of basketballs back out, and you'd watch guys shoot. And that was considered enough. There was enough confidence in the sport, in the game, that you would say, okay, you know, the game is the show. But now we have to have T-shirt cannons and other things. And apparently, when you take it away, when you take away the so-called spectacle, the game has trouble standing on its own. I find that unfortunate.
Well, I mean, maybe it is, but I'd imagine one of the things that league executives are going to be struggling with is just how comfortable the home viewing experience has become, and how affordable it is to pick up a six-pack and have your 4K television and sit at home, as opposed to pay...
Six-pack?
Well, or more, depending...
Behave yourself, Rod.
Or maybe more.
Six-pack for Michael is like 6 months.
Yeah, no kidding.
But it's just so easy to sit at home, being the point, whereas to actually force people to pay the ticket prices.
Well, I'm just curious, why did they do this? Just as an experiment? Is this a one-off?
Yeah. If you remember years ago, NBC did the same thing for TV viewers. They had a game where all they broadcast was ambient sound, an NFL game. And I don't think it went over very well because, as Rod points out, we've become accustomed to these things, and it adds value. And I don't know if you can see me. I don't think you can because we're on radio, but I've just used air quotes for added value. And, you know, lots of people like it, and it's part of the experience. And if you don't give it to people, they will object. And indeed, the players objected. At least Draymond Green of the Warriors did. And his take was fascinating. I guess you grow up with this soundtrack. And when you take it away, players are thrown off. I found that most revealing.
How is our Moscow correspondent doing, by the way?
She got on a plane yesterday to go back to Moscow. She was off for a little bit, but she's heading back there. And she goes back to work on Thursday, covering Defense Department stuff and whatever else.
Are these ever interesting times, huh?
You know what? Years ago, someone said, "Why are you studying Russian? You should be studying Chinese." And maybe that's true. but Russia will always be in the news. And my daughter found a nice little niche over there.
Yes, please say hello to Gabrielle, and we will be in touch shortly, just before the impeachment proceedings. All the best, Michael. Have a great week.
Take care.
Michael Farber, Sports Illustrated. He's got that title with Sports Illustrated you get when you've had a special career, you know, even though he's like semi-retired. What's the actual Sports Illustrated senior special award winner, all-time great thing, something, I don't know. What is it? No, is it an actual?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Not ex officio, but...
Need Pat Hickey for the thesaurus part of the show. That's what we need. Oh, it's Sports Illustrated special contributor. That's what he's a lot more than that.
Melnick in the Afternoon, brought to you by the 2017 Subaru Forester, named Canadian Utility Vehicle of the Year by the AJAC. Discover it now. Subaru, confidence in motion.
Can't get enough golf? Then join Mark Zucchino and Bob Weeks every week for a breakdown of the game's biggest stories.
How about that?
Golf Talk Canada, presented by Acura. Wednesdays at 1 Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on TSN4.
Party Poker Live has arrived. The Playground Poker Spring Classic kicks off April 25th with two marquee events, the Grand Prix Canada and the Party Poker Million. It's going to be huge. Visit playgroundpoker.ca for the full schedule.
TSN 690 Traffic.
Brought to you by Cozy.ca. With solutions for owners of vacant apartments, close the deal. Cozy.ca. Cozy.ca.
We had a stalled vehicle on Highway 20 eastbound at Angrignon. Never really got in the way. The volume starts for the last part of the yards on the 20 up toward the Ville-Marie. Southbound to carry is some volume, but it's rolling from top to bottom. TCAT has cleared on the westbound side. Eastbound 40 is heavy between DeCarry and Christophe Colomb, and some volume on the inbound Champlain Bridge starting around Peltier Boulevard. Get a Business 5 Internet 10 phone bundle for $84.95 per month with a three-year term for new customers. Visit bell.ca/thenetwork. I'm Leslie Robinson from the CJAD 800 Traffic Center.
Brennan Gallagher here for L'Experience Monkey Sports and DDO. Monkey Sports and My Goal Performance Hockey bring you the ultimate hockey buying experience.